All right, guys, this is Tone, this is Flag Post, and this is your sports rundown. Let's do this, baby. All right, this is Tone, this is Flag Post, this is your rundown. Let's talk about the sports rundown. Let's talk about the sports that are coming back. Let's talk about baseball. Summer camp is in gear. Of course, our favorite team, the New York Yankees, are gearing up. We're playing some intra-squad games. Of course, they had a big scare this past weekend, but Masahiro Tanaka taking a ball to the head from Giancarlo Stanton, who in my opinion is a fucking plant. There is no other way to describe this person but a plant. He plays one season, basically a half a season, injured, doesn't really play more than half a season, but think about it. Comes back this year, says he's injured again with a calf, comes into summer camp. Cash would say, well, we're going to try him at a DH. We're going to see where he at. Is at in the field. He's perpetually injured. And what does he do in his first at bat in intra-squad? He takes out our number two guy, Masahiro Tanaka. I say, fuck you, Giancarlo Stanton. Never been a fan of him. Eat shit. I don't care what you do. You're MVP in a bullshit league, the NL. All you've done since you come to the Yankees is fuck us over. You're a plant. And we can't get rid of you soon enough. That being said, baseball season in gear, summer camp. Yankees looking forward to some summer camp exhibition games against the Mets next week. We'll have some coverage on that. Finishing up against the Phillies and then on to opening day. The new opening day version 2.0 against the defending World Series champions, Washington Nationals. Big matchup. Max Scherzer versus Gerrit Cole, new ace for the Yankees. He had a little intra-squad game the other day. Six strikeouts, did give up one home run to Miguel Andujar. Andujar looks like he's back in his hitting form. Whether or not he could get into that fielding form is yet to be seen, but we shall see as the camp rolls on. Baseball looks to be in full gear, even though the rest of the country is dealing with some issues, some spikes. And his invisible enemy, we all know what that is. Basketball, NBA, also looking to return later this month. A lot of the teams, a lot of the players reporting to Orlando in the bubble. That's right, it's the NBA bubble. They're going to be quarantined, cut off from the rest of the world. And as you can see from our Twitter page at Flag Post Sports, at Flag Post Sports on Twitter, we posted a picture of the Slim Pickens that the players have to eat from, and it does not look good. It looks atrocious. I feel like it's going to be a fail. We all know the better players are going to have better options, but for now, it looks like crap. Let's talk about our favorite team, the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn, baby. We all know that Brooklyn Nets have been decimated by injuries. Half the team, basically the skill team, is not going to Orlando. I may just volunteer my services to go down and play some basketball in Orlando. I'm going to have to take one for the team. I'll go down there. I will do this, baby. Come on. We got to take this championship home to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, the only place that matters on the planet. NFL is talking about coming back regular time. They did cut two preseason games. There's some rumors. RG3, I see you. Talking about how they're going to cut preseason altogether, which may or may not be a bad thing. Throughout the years, many people have been talking about maybe just scrapping preseason, how pretty much detrimental to players, how they get injured for regular season. It's maybe a good thing, maybe a bad thing. Time will tell, but as of right now, two games off the board. Not happening. Not doing it. Not playing. Not at all. Now, a lot of news coming around the NFL. They're going to play the Black National Anthem in support of Black Lives Matter. Some people got ruffled from that. Some people did not. We'll see how that plays out as we get close to the regular season, week one. NFL is on track. As we get closer to the season, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about all the moves that were made, predictions. Of course, how can we not talk about the gigantic contract that was just signed by Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. 10 years, $503 million motherfucking dollars. That is the biggest contract of any sports player in history. Let that sink in. In history of sports, $503 million. This man will be a half a billionaire at the end of this contract, and he's only 24, which means at 34, he might even get more money. Insanity, insanity. You know what? Many people say it might have been a steal. We get him for $503 million. I may be one of those people. MVP in his first year. We all know he sat out. Basically, would have been his rookie year, but guess what? His first full year, MVP. Second full year, Super Bowl champion. Matic, so many records. Many people saying he's a Hall of Famer already. I don't necessarily agree with that, but we shall see what happens going forward. We shall see what happens moving in his career. He may amass more records, but he's definitely on a track to be one of the legends of the NFL. Hockey just announced that their startup plan is looking a go. Maybe not this month, but definitely in August. We'll see how that goes. We're going to obviously play the playoffs, go straight to the playoffs. They're going to have a 22-team format. Our favorite team, New York Islanders, in that format. Number 7 seed, they are going to take it. We all know that. They have the skills. They have the players. Let's hope we get going on that. Some minor news across the pond. Soccer. Our favorite team, Arsenal, looking poised to make a run, maybe try to get into that Champions League, definitely for the Europa League. We got to get some kind of trophy going. FA Cup playing against Manchester City in the semifinals. It'll be tough. You know, Manchester City is looking down the barrel of a ban from the Champions League, so they're going to be looking to get any kind of trophy possible. But Arsenal know that they have to try and do what they can to at least try to get into some kind of cup. Europa, Champions League, let's do it. Looking from the outside in, but it's not impossible. This team has a talent. We all know German Bundesliga has ended. Bayern Munich has won their championship. And La Liga, it's going to come down to a horse race. It looks like it's going to be a three-man team. It's going to be Real Madrid, Barcelona, and I think Atletico might actually make a run there. In France, nobody gives a shit because France are fucking stupid. Nobody cares about them. And let's move to the last league, Italian Serie A. Juventus firmly implanted on top, but they're getting some competition from Lazio. Just lost a game a couple of days ago to AC Milan and Ibrahimovic. But with Cristiano Ronaldo, you can never count those guys out. Gianluigi Buffon, Giorgio Chiellini. I'm looking at you guys. We all know what you got. You got that talent. Let's move, baby. Come on. Let's do this. PGA Golf. We'll talk slightly about that. That started. Talk about tennis. Let's talk about some other sports. Do we really? No, we really don't have to. Let's just get excited for baseball. Let's get excited for basketball. Get excited for hockey. Maybe, just maybe, we'll see some hockey. NCAA, we're going to get into some NCAA football and basketball. Hopefully that happens. There's been no firm news on that front. And we're going to add that to our roster of sports that we talk about. As soon as there's more news there, we're going to bring it to you. We know we always do here at Flag Post Sports. We're always bringing that latest stuff. That's pretty much it for now. We're going to talk about the upcoming exhibition game next week. Hopefully, we'll have a podcast out a day or two sooner so we can go over that and talk about how our beloved Yankees search for championship number 28. They're going to get that, and they're going to go against the Mets in the first two exhibition games, one in City, one in Yankee Stadium, and then finishing up against the Phillies, leading up to that all-important opening day version 2.0. And, of course, first and foremost, as we always say here at Flag Post, fuck the Astros. You cheating bastards. Fuck yourselves. Eat some shit. Until next week, this is Tone. This is Flag Post. Sports humor and sports. You know we love sports. Until next week, you can always catch us at Twitter at Flag Post Sports, our betting app at Flag Post Bets, and our new gaming account, Flag Post Gaming, where we're streaming all the latest Call of Duty Warzone, and all your other favorite games. And, of course, our wonderful, beautiful website where it all started, flagpostsports.com. Till then, guys, this is Tone. Let's do this.